Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. What do you do when the world around seems to be spinning out of control? When all around you seem to be going nuts, what do you do? Do you go crazy with the world? Or do you sometimes stop, sit down, and turn inward? Do you give yourself a moment or two to get quiet and let all the spinning come to rest? That's what I try to do. A lot of people do. Getting still is a way of calming down. And in the stillness, we can remember for ourselves what really matters. With the mind and heart and body still, something can show itself. With some patience, we can sense more clearly what is really going on and perhaps discern more wisely what would be good for us to do. Sometimes what is good to do is to continue to be still a little longer. Sometimes it becomes clear once we are calmer how we have not yet seen the whole picture. Then perhaps a question can form, which may help to look more carefully. And if, from within the stillness, some particular course of action unfolds before us as a possible way forward, that doesn't necessarily mean that we need to jump up right then to do it. This might be one potential course to consider among many. And it may well lead us naturally to some significant, compassionate action which benefits beings. There is no set time or shape for how to come to stillness. It can be formal or informal, I may come instantly to peace, or I may have to work my way into it. However I do it, by growing still in the midst of conditions, I may help a larger unraveling situation before it gets further out of control. This is true even when I am not in the middle of the situation. It works regardless of proximity because we are all interconnected. That is why sometimes the movement toward growing still can help more than doing something out of desperation at all that seems to be happening. Growing still is a very natural and wise response to conditions in the world, which can sweep us up even on an ordinary day. Because that is what the world does. It spins. And even as the world spins on, at any time I can turn inward toward a deeper refuge, seeking to understand what truly matters, connecting to what does not change with the ebbs and flows of external conditions. That which is eternally bright and calm and true, even amidst the ever-changing currents within myself. If at any time you are finding this difficult to know, just try to get still and listen deeply within. To do the practice, to seek refuge in what matters, in what is deeper than evolving circumstances, in what is eternal, whatever the circumstances. This is what is meant by opening the heart. We may do this over days and months and years. We may also open the heart at any moment under any circumstances. Opening the heart is not bound by any conditions. And while this opening heart does not depend on conditions, it can help to set up conditions to the extent that we can within ourselves or around us, so as to assist the heart to open, like sitting still regularly, like trying our best to stop doing harm and trying to do good for ourselves and for others. This is what we call practice. Practice is what is meant by the Zen saying that drops of water will gradually fill a large container. Even the smallest drops, the tiniest movements of the heart expressed in thought or word or deed, may eventually lead to the overflowing of the water in the container. A single drop will be the one drop which causes the water to flow over the edge of the vessel. And every drop helps the water come to the point of overflowing. That's another way to see something we think or say or do as being just a drop in the bucket. Quietly, steadily, filling the heart to overflowing. In what ways do you open your heart? Do you listen with care when someone needs to be heard? Do you let your unkind words go unspoken? Do you try to give people the benefit of the doubt? Do you hold your opinions lightly? Do you use some special skill that you have to help others? Each of us finds the way for ourselves in this. What do you do? What could you do? There are so many ways of opening ourselves up. And it can be done at any time, in every moment. People tend to think of enlightenment as a grand occurrence, a single life-changing point in time that totally blows your mind, or something like that. Actually, enlightenment is simply this opening heart, opening my whole being. And that can happen in small increments over and over, until the heart gets used to being open and doesn't want to close anymore. In this sense, anything can help. Conditions which are difficult may help us open just as much as conditions which ease the way. Because what helps us open is what we do in response to conditions, whatever they may be. If we sit still despite the circumstances, that can help. If we practice because the situation supports practicing, then that can help. If I am bitterly angry and I find a way to let go of my anger, to become free of my bitterness, then the anger has helped this opening heart. If someone encourages me and their goodwill becomes the wind beneath my wings, then that kindness has helped this opening heart. Opening the heart. How to do this is no great secret, really. Just stop holding it shut. The natural position of the heart is open. The heart cannot stay closed. It will be there within, trying to open, whatever we may think we are doing with it. the reason we feel the ripples of conditions around us to begin with is that at its innermost core, every heart tends toward opening. Of course, we are affected by events. We are not separate from all beings throughout the world. Remembering this connection helps all beings, helps to heal the sense of separation which can arise as everyone, everywhere, is affected by all that unfolds. For you, for me, this opening heart is not something that can be explained and comprehended. It can only be fully realized directly in the heart. Perhaps you will stumble upon this direct realization on your own, or perhaps your heart will fly open with the aid of a friend, a song, a scripture or a statue, some wandering herd of deer, your cat, or a fence post, or all of these. Maybe your opening is gradual. Maybe it is sudden. Maybe it has already taken place. And maybe it is taking place right now. Thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzan Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.